Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
President Biden is decrying the apparent attempt on Donald Trump's life, saying there's no room in America for political violence.
President Biden is calling out the attempted assassination attempt against Donald Trump, saying there's no room for political violence in America. The president says the nation's already suffered too many tragedies from an assassin's bullet.
It solves nothing and just tears the country apart. We must do everything we can to prevent it and never give it any oxygen.
His remarks in Philadelphia came after Trump, without evidence, blamed the president and Kamala Harris for inspiring the apparent attempt on his life, telling Fox News Digital the suspect bought into their rhetoric, blaming Trump as a threat to democracy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You know, that's something we have to talk about. Do you think Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are to blame for this? I think it's important for us to kind of shut down the blame game, because it's not doing anybody any good, and it's only fueling the rhetoric that might be leading to these assassination attempts. Here's what it sounded like when authorities apprehended the would-be assassin.
Driver! Take two steps to your right! Take two steps to your right! Driver! Walk straight back!
We don't mention the names of shooters on this show. It's just a policy that I wanted to create, because even if they die, I don't want to give them what they wanted, which quite often is notoriety, even in death. I don't want to give them that, even though they're not here to understand it. But especially for those who live, I don't want to mention their names, because sometimes people do this for notoriety. Kamala Harris is continuing to try to move her campaign away from identity politics, courting black voters without making her own identity part of the pitch.
The Democratic presidential nominee vowed to continue the fight for democracy at a gala in Washington this weekend, hosted by the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation. Addressing members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
I truly believe that America is ready to turn the page on the politics of division and hate.
Vice President Kamala Harris says as president, she would work to build a strong middle class economy and protect freedoms like the right to vote and reproductive choice. She says another 4 years of Donald Trump would threaten the gains made in the Biden administration.
We have a vision of a future where every person has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead.
Tuesday, she'll meet with members of the National Association of Black Journalists in Philadelphia. Thursday, she rallies online with Oprah Winfrey. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You know, I just don't see how it's fair, other than being cathartic to those who want to do it, to blame anything other than the individual for something like an assassination attempt happening. Now, there's a lot of ridiculous information that comes from Donald Trump, but that's no reason to try to take him out. And there is a more than one conversation going on about something deep and dark behind these two attempts. So it's something that people want us to pay attention to. We'll talk about that later. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, who is a Republican, was asked on ABC this week, yesterday, if there's any truth to the pet-eating conspiracy theory of J.D. Vance and Donald Trump.
No, absolutely not. That's what the mayor said. That's what the chief of police has said. I think it's unfortunate that this came up.
So why do so many people believe it? DeWine is also stressed that Haitians in Springfield, Ohio, who are legal immigrants, they're legal immigrants. He's concerned about them. And Springfield has actually welcomed them to their city.
These Haitians came in to work for these companies. What the companies tell us is that they are very good workers. They're very happy to have them there. And frankly, that's helped the economy.
So why should people be upset if a city welcomes people in? Why should people be upset if there are people in that city? And why should Trump and J.D. Vance make it seem like they're illegal immigrants? They're legal immigrants in our country. But that's not the impression you get when Trump and J.D. Vance talk about it. And J.D. Vance is not letting go of the lie. Here's what he said on NBC's Meet the Press. And by the way, on CNN this weekend, J.D. Vance also appeared. And J.D. Vance admitted on CNN that he created the story to get attention from the media, because the media was paying too much attention to Kamala Harris. J.D. Vance admitted he made up the story. So why are some of you so intent on believing this? And why do you post crap on the SOTA Facebook page concerning this? J.D. Vance admitted he made it up. It's not true. So here's J.D. Vance not letting the lie go on NBC's Meet the Press.
I have heard firsthand from multiple constituents, people who made 911 calls a month ago, a year ago, who were making these complaints. I trust my constituents more than I do the American media that has shown no interest in what's happened in Springfield until we started sharing cat memes on the internet, which is disgraceful.
Cat memes. Do you know what people do with memes on social media? They have fun with them. But this weekend on CNN, J.D. Vance, I mean, on Meet the Press, on NBC, he's pushing the lie. Donald Trump is pushing the lie. J.D. Vance admitted this weekend on CNN he created it. He made it up to get attention. He made it up to bash legal immigrants, because that's what he's doing. So I don't understand why you can't vote for, I mean, I don't understand why people can't just vote for Trump. Why do they have to believe this and push the lies? I don't care if people vote for Trump. What bothers me most about all of this is the willingness to believe a lie just because Trump told you that. You don't know Trump. You don't know him. You don't know J.D. Vance. And apparently there are a lot of people who wanted Trump to pick somebody other than J.D. Vance, but his kids, Donald Trump listened to his kids pick J.D. Vance. His kids don't have a concept of reaching beyond the base, which Donald Trump needs to do. So in the face of J.D. Vance admitting he made up the story, in the face of one official after another saying it's not true and there's no evidence, Look, J.D. Vance wants to, okay, that's a slick line. I believe my constituents more than I believe the media. Let's remember that a lot of constituents are making things up because they want them to be true. You can't trust constituents. There are right-wing radicals. There are left-wing radicals that are constituents, but they don't have anybody's best interest at heart except their own. And so somebody's going to make up a story about having evidence, and you're going to believe it? But there's no evidence to this whole pet-eating thing. And these Haitians, again, are legal immigrants, and they were invited by the city of Springfield to do work for these countries. I mean, these companies in this country.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.